The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, while the good weather maintains its hold, its grip on the country, I'm sure lots of people will be getting to the beach and they'll be doing other things. The other reality, though, for people during the summer, parents in particular, is how to entertain the kids, shove them off to the odd camp. But you've got to do something with them and fill their day. So Edward Hayden, the TV chef and the broadcaster, is with me because he's got advice about getting the kids cooking. Is that right, Edward?
Absolutely. Good afternoon, Kieran. Yeah, I suppose that's the thing. And I always think it's really just about sowing the little seeds around food. I mean, later on, you can kind of start talking about food providence and all of that sort of thing. But I think it's really just key to be part of the creation of somebody's meal experience. So whether that's, you know, helping to weigh out a little bit, the setting of the table, all of that sort of thing. And then as they kind of move onwards, they can start doing fuller jobs. But it's a lovely sense of task completion,
yes,
you know, to have that sense. But also, I think for children, it pucks in a little bit of time. So if you're deciding to make like a lemon drizzle cake or a few Rice Krispie buns or whatever, you know, it's taking it from kind of zero to kind of completion, and then the joy in others sharing that food.
And you know, when we were growing up, there lots of houses had maybe a mum at home,
yeah,
and it was often mum, let's be honest, and there was maybe more time to engage the kids and explain what you were doing and get them involved. And I'm just conscious of loads of people out there and they're tearing home after work at 6 o'clock, and if you've got the homework done and I'm going doing that, and they maybe don't have the time during the year to sit down and say, listen, this is, we're going to make a curry from scratch. Why don't we talk us through it, or talk you through it? And maybe the summer's a chance to do it.
100%, because, yeah, we all probably picked it up by osmosis because we saw our mothers doing it or whatever. So I think it is lovely. But I think, and I don't have children, so again, I'm not coming from that point of view. But it's just, I suppose, education.
Yeah.
And it is a life skill, you know. They're going to need to do it when it comes to maybe secondary school or college or life. And now, as is the case in most houses that are a mom and pop store, they're kind of both doing the cooking, you know, that sort of way. So you have to, it's first in, gets the dinner.
It's a great skill to have, though, particularly when you go off to college. I think I lived with a fella and his mum was the home ec teacher in Loretto in Kilkenny. And
you had good lasagnas then.
Much sought after Ronan's cooking, it has to be said. Much better than my own.
Yeah.
So I would wash up and he'd cook.
Well, do you know what? I think a lot of people have that deal or have that exchange.
Yeah.
You know, I know a lot of my friends that couples, you know, one is happy to do the cooking, other is happy to do the cleaning.
We were the perfect couple in some ways, myself
there
and Ronan.
There you have it, the odd couple.
What happened?
It never worked out.
No,
maybe you didn't empty the dishwasher properly. That's how it starts.
Yeah, exactly. I've been led to believe. Have you got kind of simple recipes that kids could start with?
I think that's the key, isn't it? You know, so even if they are very small, you might be starting with something like the Rice Krispies, you know, that sort of way. If there's a kind of a fear risk, you know, those lovely Rice Krispie squares that we can get with the marshmallow and the Mars and all of that sort of thing are lovely. What I've done and I brought in for you today, Kieran, is really, really simple. Now, I've tried to elevate it there with some flowers and herbs and everything. But basically, I think something like some scones are gorgeous. I've made some really simple scones there. I've made plain scones. It's very simply just a pound of flour, there's 3 or 4 ounces of sugar, 3 or 4 ounces of butter, a pinch of salt, one egg, and then either a bit of milk or a bit of buttermilk. I've made those with buttermilk today and they're really light. And I think there's the whole process. People like the rubbing in, people like the rubbing in method. They like the kind of adding the liquid, bringing it to the dough, bringing it out, putting it onto the work surface, and then cutting out the square. So there's lots of different bits and pieces around
it. I don't know
if
you thought I was going to eat it live on air now, Edward, but
well,
I have a very firm policy on these things.
I'll
absolutely eat food that people bring into studio. And this looks great. But I like
that homemade
pungent
raspberry jam as well now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's homemade.
Oh,
so you can see the colour of it is that really rich, robust red.
I like the point you make before I take a bite into this about the feeling of satisfaction of task completion, because my young fella's doing a camp in Kilkenny College this week and Anne Neary does cooking with them.
Of course, no better woman.
Yeah, but he loves the cooking. They're doing self-defence and all this other sort of stuff. But they came home and they made simple things. They made a cookie, they made a stir fry, all of this type of stuff.
And they absolutely
great sense of satisfaction.
100%. And, you know, then of course, Kieran, when you make something, anyone who makes something, myself included, when you make something, you love to share it. Food is meant to be shared. It's that whole sense of, you know, coming together around food. I mean, that goes back to the very biblical message of sharing food. So for children to have their food savoured and enjoyed and given really good feedback, and even if it's not good, give good feedback.
Well, that's delicious.
Oh, yeah. I set myself up for a fall there. Now I'll be wondering, driving home the whole way wondering, I wonder did Kieran like my scones?
The weather's particularly hot now over the next couple of days, and people will be out barbecuing and things like that now with the kids, maybe looking over their shoulder, and they could get them involved in a bit of that as well.
100%, 100%, because, you know, you're thinking of something like just putting on a few lovely burgers, bit of chicken or something like that. It doesn't have to be, you know, haughty or lofty, you know, that sort of thing. There are times where you kind of spend an age of time on the food to make a big impression or whatever. But times like this, I always think in the good weather, you want to be getting your meals as quick as possible, because you do want to be getting outside and sitting outside, yeah, and hopefully enjoying the food outside. So the barbecue is lovely. Put on a few burgers, put on a bit of chicken, simple salad, nice crusty bit of bread, and then the wine.
Barbecue,
not for the children.
Oh yeah, the wine is important. Do you barbecue fish much? I never barbecue fish.
Do you know what I do with it? So I have this lovely recipe. It's kind of like a fish in a parcel. Okay, so normally it's a paper bag cookery. So normally I do it in like parchment paper. But what I do a lovely lemon and ginger fish on the barbecue. So it's very simple. Obviously, on this occasion, you need a piece of foil as well. So take like an A4 piece of foil, an A4 piece of parchment paper. On the bottom of that, then put some like veg that you'd be stir frying. So your peppers, your mushrooms, your carrots, all that sort of thing. Thinly sliced your julienne. Put a little bit of ginger, diced fresh ginger on top of that. Then lay a piece of fish. So I'm thinking the meatier pieces like salmon or cod or haddock or something on top of that. A little bit of butter, a slice of lemon, and then salt and pepper. Just fold up the parcel, sit that on the barbecue and don't move it. And then you serve it in the little parcel so that when you open it, you have all of the kind of the steam and the vapour will be coming out. And the lovely lemon and ginger has worked as a lovely infusion of flavour. And also, even though you've used the tin foil and the parchment paper, you're still going to get that kind of smoky flavour that the barbecue tends to impart. So it's a lovely way of cooking fish, because obviously fish is that bit more precarious. Now, a lot of the more modern barbecues have hot plates and, you know, these kind of tong-like apparatus that you can sit the fish in. But if you have the bog standard, that's
the
way to go.
Which is what I have, the bog standard. Are you a tea drinker?
I love tea.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot now, because we actually were talking about tea earlier.
Okay.
So Amy Poehler, she of kind of Parks and Rec and SNL, is a Barry's tea drinker, it turns out. Okay. Loves a Barry's tea. James Kavanagh, who doesn't live a million miles away from actually, up in Skiok. James used to work for Barry, so he was telling us how to make the perfect cup of tea. Do you have advice on how to make the perfect cup of tea?
Well, I certainly do. And we're at Barry's house as well. I was down visiting my friends last Sunday in Our Lady's Island, Sean and Claire and their family. And I'd say we must have drank about 14 cups of tea along the day. The secret, of course, is to scald the pot if you're using the pot. Now, sometimes if I'm at home, I mightn't always use the pot. I'd make it in the cup, which some people frown on, but I'd even scald the cup. You know, I think that's really important. I'm not a big strong tea person, so I would not leave the bag in for a huge amount of time. A couple of stirs and a shake and a squeeze, and then I take it out. But I think the freshly boiled water, you know, not like that's sitting in the kettle, use it straight away and use it directly off the boil and scald anything you're using. The cup or the pot, scald, scald, scald.
We're bombarding you with great advice, but it's all great advice. So thank you, Edward. Listen, pleasure to see you.
You're very welcome.
Enjoy the good weather
in
Great Manana and elsewhere over the next few days. Edward Hayden, the TV chef and the broadcaster.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.